Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem BPW number 75. That's Bais Pnimi Shir for Women, Shir number 75. We're talking about establishing respect, a husband respecting a wife respecting her husband. We started to discuss how a husband and wife have an interdependent relationship. They benefit each other, and they appreciate the nature of the benefits a husband can give to a wife to a husband. Then they will have a clearer perception also of the limitations, because that's one of the concepts that's very, very important, is to respect and understand your husband's limitations or your wife's limitations. A man has many benefits that he contributes to the marriage, and a wife does as well. A wife, it's brought down in the Gemara, brings light to his eyes and stands him on his feet. In other words, by running the household efficiently or helping him with the parnassa and all the other areas that she helps, she permits him to have a freer mind, uncluttered mind, to allow him to function effectively in his role in life, to be able to grow in his way. His mind will be free to learn, to daven, to do things that he can do to be his best self. And she, in turn, influences him with her Bini Yaseira and allows him to thrive. It says that attractive home and an attractive wife and attractive vessels, meaning Kalim, open a man's mind. And all of this is done through the wife, where she looks attractive. She appears attractive to him, makes her home attractive, both in the design of the home and the vessels of the home and so on and so forth. Gives him the peace of mind to concentrate on what he needs to concentrate on. A wife's encouragement and emotional support can help a man reach his fullest potential. Husband needs to encourage his wife to reach her fullest potential. That a wife takes care of the young children is so important that Rav Chiya, he had a difficult wife, but he gave presents to her and Hanukkah Satay to her because of that characteristic of taking care of his young children and other factors as well. And a woman benefits enormously from the marriage union as well. And there's so many things that she benefits from that she can appreciate her husband for and respect him for. Very often, a woman will fail to perceive the benefits her husband brings to her because of the inconsistency between the fantasy she had of marriage before she became a wife and the reality that she's now experiencing as a wife. Men fall into this trap as well. There's a big gap between the fantasy in his head and the reality of a real human being wife. And the wife, same story. There's a big gap between the fantasy, what she has in her perception of what a husband is to the real human being, the good human being that's in front of her right now. Because when a young unmarried woman thinks her future husband, some of is her thinking that he will feel like she feels and he will function like she functions. She had female friends that gave her support and affection. She imagined her husband will be that super, super special woman friend, like her best friend. And obviously it's an ideal thing to strive for a deep friendship. We talked about that all the time. But because of the male-female difference and because of personality difference, it's not always going to come automatically. It needs to be worked on. It is possible in potential to become real close friends and best friends in many, many ways. A husband, wife, wife to husband. But it's less natural than a male with his male friends or a female with her female friends. It's a different type of work. So she gets disappointed by the fact that her husband's interests are very different than hers. He doesn't necessarily always understand her feelings and her concerns. That's even if he had sisters. Maybe he didn't pay attention to his sisters, or he doesn't have sisters, or never dealt with them. and she may find she disagrees with his opinions, differs in her assessments of priorities. And all these things, his position in the community may not be what she envisioned it to be. So she develops a feeling of superiority, combined with her domestic responsibilities. And she starts feeling that I am taking care of my husband like I have another child in the family. And becomes like a mother to him. Now, that is a lack of respect in many ways. There is a concept of nurturing of a wife to a husband in a healthy adult way, but not in a way that's like a childlike way. So this is something that both men and women, husbands and wives, fall victim to, where there's an unrealistic expectation, a fantasy, a gap between the fantasy that was in the head, what things ought to be, versus the way things really are. But the key, what Hashem wants us to do, is to deal with flawed individuals, because we are all flawed. And we look at the good, the benefits a husband receives from his wife, and the benefits that the wife receives from her husband. If a wife starts accepting what her husband has to offer, they will find much more what to respect about their husbands and appreciate things about them. There are many basic things that a husband provides simply by taking the role of a husband. Even if a wife is very competent and sets her home environment, or even sets herself up in business, she's still incomplete without a husband. It's her nature to desire to make a home with a man, with her husband. Even his presence, his simple presence, can offer a comfort of being a companion, a human companionship. Not just being the father to her children, but to actualize her potential and her ambitions, together building a Torah home, living in the best mutual healthy partnership with one another, each one fulfilling their own mitzvahs. And there's so many things. There's physical protection from outside dangers. A husband very often supports his wife financially, or at least does his best with it. And sometimes they do discipline, and sometimes they use their logic, and they have certain talents and skills. Some can repair things at home. That's something I'm not good at. Some could fix the cars, something I'm not good at either. Some do shopping, food preparation. I'm not good at that either. So I'm starting to get a little nervous here, but there are things that I could do too that hopefully contributes. So everyone has something that they know their husband or their wife has what to contribute and has what to offer. And to focus on what they have what to offer versus what they lack can create a satisfaction, a sipuk ha-nefesh. Ezu usher ha-sameh b'chalkai. Therefore, if a wife could refrain from thinking in terms of her husband's failures and weaknesses, and instead develop a gratitude and respect for the functions he does perform, it'll grow her hakaras hatoiv and happiness in life. And if it's mutual, it's wonderful. The husband does the same thing for his wife. Not look at the flaws, but look at the milas and appreciate the milas. So even though, yes, very often a husband may not fulfill all the desires of his wife or a wife to her husband, it's impossible for each one to always fulfill the other person's desire. Unfortunately, men in general need a lot of training. They are very not well suited. They're not that capable intrinsically to fulfill many of the female needs. It's something they need to learn. Just like women need to understand the men's nature better. They both need to understand each other's nature better. And there's a lot of aspects of this that can be learned even in the earlier years. 9th grade on, I would say. Even though they sense certain things from the mother and the sister, but some things need to be spelled out. Again, the more physical aspects of differences could be closer when they're chas and kala age, but there's a lot of emotional and, you know, interactional type of things that are important to know beforehand. To understand that women enjoy talking about issues and conflicts and challenges, and they nurture each other. They could discuss almost anything with their female friends, except the relationship with her husband, by the way. That needs to be kept private. That's a separate issue. A healthy female friend could discuss normal, healthy things, again, providing, avoiding Lashon Hara, and not talking about private things pertaining to her marriage. Nothing wrong with saying, her, you know, that my husband likes this type of chicken recipe. That's fine. But personal things, not. Personal things, really, a husband and wife need to discuss with each other which particular person or persons that they could talk to on private matters. If a wife is close to a particular Rebbetzin or mentor that she could talk to, and the husband approves of that, she could talk to her. He should talk to his Rav, his mentor. That's fine. You pick a specific designated person that they mutually agree upon. Or people. One man, one lady, for the wife, for the husband. But in a way that they're both comfortable with that. But with friends, not. But the bottom line is they normally discuss things with their friends. And here is an important thing that husbands need to know and wives need to reassure their husbands about. That a wife will not love her husband any less because she receives support from friends. Healthy friends. Again, there's codependent friends, unhealthy friends, which you have to be careful. But a good, true friend is healthy and is good, and a husband should support his wife having a good, healthy friend, and vice versa. Because if a wife has a good, healthy friend, and the husband supports that, then she will love and respect him more because she values him for what he does give her, and she accepts and respects his limitations. If the things that don't interest him at all, she won't be frustrated by that. She'll understand that he's not that interested in this. Yes, we learn that we each should share each other's interests to whatever degree possible, but she won't get upset about it. She won't blame him for that, and he won't blame her for anything that she is not interested in his particular subjects. They'll work with each other. They'll communicate. But the idea is, very importantly, one more aspect to establish the respect and connection for a wife to a husband is to communicate what she wants. A woman needs to effectively communicate, teach her husband how to communicate with her in the way she wants. Not just hope that one day he'll understand that on his own, but tell him specifically how to meet her needs. Say, I need this amount of time from you. I need eye contact with you. I need verbal feedback. I need approval. I need empathy. I need encouragement. She can ask for whatever she likes, and she can teach him how to give it. And most of the men are happy to learn. They want to learn, and many men do improve in their interpersonal skills by having that good teacher, which is you, the wife, by explaining this to him, what you need and how to talk to you, and he'll be very happy to do so. And over time he will learn, and over time he will fulfill those needs that you need from him, and he will provide it for you. Open communication about that is very, very helpful. So that is the yesod of this particular shiur, which is a very important yesod. That each one, husband to wife to husband, to recognize their gifts to one another. A wife recognizing, yes, she gives light to his eyes and stands him on his feet, allows him to fulfill his fullest potential. And to understand that there are gaps between a fantasy concept of a husband versus the reality of a husband, and to learn to come to terms with reality by recognizing and seeing the good points and acknowledging that there are flaws, and that's okay, and working with one another, and to nurture him in a healthy adult way, and to each one contributing to the other, for him to encourage her to have healthy female friends, and to communicate with one another, and for her to express what she needs and to express it to him in a kind, calm way. And most of the time, he'll be more than happy to fulfill those needs for her. Bracha and Hatzlacha.